Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Don't forget about MTE's 24th annual Earth Day celebration. It's a Rutherford County tradition. Saturday, April 26th, 10 a.m. until 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. MTE will provide free hot dogs and popcorn. That's great. Plus, the electric griddle food truck serving up those free gourmet grilled cheese. Yeah, free fun for the whole family. April 26th on the square, 10 to 2. More information at rcearthday.com. Joining me in studio today from the Better Business Bureau is James Price. And did you blow away out there coming in?
Well, we're going to get some more rain today, I think.
Very windy. Like, I was just looking in the live shot that trees were blowing around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are things going with you?
Oh, busy. We're just trying to keep people out of trouble and keep people from getting scammed. And, you know, our topic today basically is one that if you haven't heard it so far, you're living under a rock.
Yeah. Well, we just heard it on the Access Tennessee newscast with Will Nunley about these scammers impersonating toll roads. Mm-hmm. And the TDOT came out with some information and shared it through the media about this yesterday, saying we don't have toll roads here.
Right.
So
and I've gotten two text messages this week to my phone.
Wow.
Have you had any?
Oh, I've had, I can't tell you the number, and it's been several weeks that I've been getting them.
Yeah. So you know, one of the things that people need to realize is that if they keep sending them, it's working for the scammer.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. They're,
why I'll send them if it's they'll go on to something else.
Right. We're not getting any more money out of this. Let's do something else. So apparently, you know, we really need to make sure everybody realizes that this is a scam.
Well, I guess there's the occasional person who maybe has taken a beach trip, and if you go to Florida, sometimes you get on some of those side roads. There may be a toll or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I guess they're banking on, and for those people who live where there are tolls, they're probably banking on, these are the people maybe we can trick into giving us their information.
Right. I mean, the first one I ever got, I had gotten after we had gone to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, we paid all the tolls that we needed to pay.
Yeah.
Why are we getting this, you know? And sure enough, it was, I mean, I guess the perfect storm, you know, they happened to send it just as we happened to go to Florida.
Wow.
So... But, I mean, if you've ever been on a trip, you're probably familiar with toll roads. And, you know, you can pay the fee at the booth. You can do them online. You can get the little things that scan as you go through. What's it, SunPass, they have down there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might have an account. But these fraudsters, they're just really impersonating all these collection services. And they're trying to trick people into paying these fines and saying that you have outstanding tolls and that kind of stuff. They're saying now that they may even be using AI to convince people that there's fake websites, personalized messages that come up, including maybe some of your personal information. But they say it's important to note that the state's Department of Transportation will never provide or ask personal information by email or text. And, you know, how this scam works is you're going to receive a text message that appears to be from a state tollway collection service like Illinois, Florida, Georgia on here, North Carolina. I think you said there was one up in the Northeast earlier.
Maybe so. I'm familiar with the SunPass down in Florida myself.
In Massachusetts, the text message say you owe a toll fee of, I mean, they'll go in cheap, like $11.69 or $12, or, and if you don't pay it, there's going to be a fine that goes with it. They're saying here other variations are in Massachusetts for $6.99. And so some of the rates are really low. And so what happens is people go, well, I'm just going to let this go because it's like $3. But what you're not taking account of is you're fixing to give them all your credit card information, all that personal information, where they can take even more money from you.
Yeah. As soon as they have that, it's not going to be $3.99.
No. They're going to go to town. Oh, we forgot this. You owe another $50, another $100 for a fine, and they'll just keep taking it as long as they can.
Or it could even be one of those things where there's not even a follow-up conversation. They just drain your bank account.
Right. And you know, they say, you know, and we've talked about this before, is you pay a lot of those by credit card so that you can challenge them. I was hit earlier this year by, I don't know, someplace out of London that charged my card. I have no idea where they might have gotten my card from. So obviously I had to go to the bank, get a new card, which is a pain.
It is. And then everything that you have coming out, all your bills that pay from that, you've got to change it. And you forget about one almost all the time.
Right. It's like, I can't believe I have to do this. you almost don't even want to change your credit card number because you're thinking of all the things you have to do. Yeah. But if you don't change it, you know, they're going to keep billing you. So yeah. It's like, I got to do this, you know?
And that's why, I know you've talked about this several times, but that's why it's generally better to do those things with a credit card so you can see your statement and it's not money directly out of your bank like a debit card.
Right, right. And it should be careful. I mean, when you click on those links, they may ask you for things like your personal information, like your social security number. They may ask you for any kind of private information that you have in addition to your bank card. And so that's just more information they can use to scam you. Scam Tracker, BBB Scam Tracker. You can go to BBB.org and scroll down to the bottom. You can see Scam Tracker. They've received over 800 reports of text messages that appear to be from toll collection services. Out of these reports, Florida Turnpike SunPass is the most one spoofed.
Oh, okay.
Which is where I got my first one.
Yeah, I guess more people maybe travel there for vacation from other places that may not have tolls, so...
Well, you got to remember that Orlando is the number one tourist attraction in the U.S.
Sure.
And so the scammers are just kind of betting that more people have been there. Of course, number two is the Smokies.
Mm.
So, I mean, you may start getting them from the Smoky Mountains, especially here in Tennessee, because they figure a lot of people in Tennessee here probably go to the Smoky Mountains.
Right.
So... Hey, let's just act like there's a toll. And there's no toll
between
here and there.
There is no toll in Tennessee.
So one customer recently shared receiving this message, NC Quick Pass reminder, you have an outstanding toll. Your toll account balance is outstanding. If you fail to pay by March 15th, 2025, you will be penalized and subject to legal action. Now, payment, going to give you a website to go to. Please reply yes and then exit the SMS and open it again and activate the link and copy the link to your... They want you to do all these different things in here. Please settle your toll immediately after reading this message to avoid penalties for delaying the payment. Thank you for your cooperation. I mean, there's a whole lot in that just one paragraph that they're saying right here that is like, this is not legit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But people fall for it.
And there's a... slight grammatical error that's there. I'm sure since it's in quotes, it was left that same way because there's no space between two of the words.
Right, right. So somebody in Washington reported that I just received a text telling me that I had a toll bridge fee past due and I did not pay it, and they would contact the DMV. What does the DMV have to do anything with the tolls anyway? So this is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And they're going to turn me in. They're going to turn you into who? You know, you got to think about some things that they're saying here. And then the person goes on to say, I've never even crossed a toll bridge in Washington, or neither has any of my vehicles. And they're saying here another one in Massachusetts. I received a text from Easy Drive Massachusetts Alert and gives this number with the message, your vehicle has had an unpaid toll bill. Please avoid excessive late fees on your bill. Please settle it promptly. Thank you for your cooperation. And it just kind of goes on. It gives you the website to go to and tells you to exit this SMS again. And the bottom line here is, you know, it's not legit.
Yeah.
So there's various other different examples that we give here in Scam Tracker. You know, how to avoid these scams, verify your outstanding toll balances with a legitimate agency instead of clicking on the text message. Go to the web and go to, like, SunPass, if you actually have an account there. If you have an account there.
Yeah.
If you don't have an account there, there's... How are they even going to find you?
Exactly.
Another one is just to verify, call the toll services customer service line. So maybe you don't have an account, but they did take a picture of your license plate going through the toll. And so maybe it's legit, but I mean, were you there in the first place along the way? Know the warning signs of a fake text. You know, as you pointed out earlier, you know, several things to look at is like, you know, grammatical errors and that kind of thing. Don't click on links or download files that are unexpectedly texted to you. It may be hard to identify a link if it's sent in a text message if it's safe. Scammers can disguise a URL to be legitimate when it isn't. Don't give out your personal information. Block the number and delete the message. And if you receive a text message impersonating a toll road collection service, report it. File a report with BBB Scam Tracker. BBB will share that information with the authorities to make sure that, you know, we're reporting these as see fit, you know. And just watch out for these across the board. The bottom line here is these scammers are out there everywhere. I mean, just this past week, my parents live in Louisiana, and these people came to the door and saying that they want to change the internet that they're on. And they had IDs from this company, you know, and it says, hey, you know, this is who I work for. And so they talked to me, and my parents are in their 90s. So they're talking about how we can switch you. And as soon as they had had them convinced, well, they called in their supervisor. Like, okay, well, they're bringing in the big gun, you know. And they convinced them to give them their social security number, their date of birth, their credit card number. And I'm just kind of going, oh, my God. And so what you got to remember is these scammers, what they'll do is they'll target older people because they'll get them confused. And, you know, you should be switching to this other service because it's so much cheaper and that kind of stuff. And so, I mean, I just beg people, don't fall for this kind of stuff. It's you know, and like I've said before, the best thing to tell somebody that comes to your door, going door to door, maybe the best thing to say is get off my porch.
Yeah. I had had that similar thing and happened to me. It was someone who was saying, well, if you have this internet service, I can give you this internet service and it's going to be much better. And we've signed up a lot of people in your community and whatnot. And I said, well, you know, I have a contact with your company, so I think I'm, you know, I'll ask them about it and see. Well, only I can give you those rates. And I said, well, if only you can do it, then I guess I just won't do it.
FM, what's that, FOMO?
Yeah.
Fear of missing out? Yeah. I guess I'll miss out. You know, the bottom line is don't let people convince you that you're going to actually miss out on some kind of a deal, because they're gonna give it to you regardless if they really want your business.
Yeah.
It's that kind of stuff really isn't time-bound, you know. So, you know, watch out for that. You know, we say go to bbb.org, and if you're looking for a service, I mean, I had somebody call me this past week, and they said, I've been talking to this person who wants to build a house for me, and I don't find their information on BBB. And I said, well, I can't validate if their licensing and everything is correct, because once they're on BBB and they're accredited, we checked those licenses. I said, so you have to go do some more research. I can't tell you anything more about them than that. And so that's why, you know, it doesn't matter what you're going out there to purchase or services you're going to get. It doesn't hurt to go to BBB.org, type in what you're looking for, and see if the business is accredited. And if they are accredited, are there issues? I mean, are there complaints out there? Some businesses that are accredited, they get complaints, but they solve them. And that'll kind of tell you up front, you know, well, you know, some people misunderstand what some services do, but these people are professionals at what they do. You know, I've said before that, you know, I can put a roof on my house. It'll take me 30 days, and at the end, it'll probably leak, you know?
That's exactly right.
Why hire a roofer to put a roof on my house, you know?
An accredited roofer.
Right. So, just really quick, Big Blue Bash is coming up for BBB coming up next month. We're going to recognize our Students of Integrity winners, our Torch Award, and our Spark Award winners. If you're interested, you can reach out to me at jprice@gobbb.org to either attend the event or sponsor the event as a business.
Awesome. Perfect. James Price joining us today from the Better Business Bureau.